Reading 2. Variations of Legends. As is the case with many Greek and Roman legends, there are several alternate versions of the Echo and Narcissus story. The most well-known version follows Ovid's outline of the story from his epic poem, Metamorphoses. In Ovid's story, Narcissus rejects the love of Echo and then falls in love with his own reflection in a pool. Both Narcissus and Echo die of unrequited love. However, some people, including a writer named Pausanias, found it hard to believe a man could fall in love with his own reflection. Pausanias retold Narcissus's story and included the young man's twin sister. Narcissus and his sister dressed and acted the same, and Narcissus fell in love with her. When his sister died, Narcissus was heartbroken. He pretended his own reflection was really his sister, and he stayed at the pool gazing on and talking to his reflection. A third version of the legend says another young man fell in love with Narcissus. To show the other man he had no interest in him, Narcissus gave him a sword. This symbolized Narcissus' desire to sever their relationship. But the young man used the sword to kill himself. As he lay dying, the young man cursed Narcissus to suffer unrequited love too. The story then ends in the usual way, with Narcissus falling in love with his own reflection. Although it may be hard to believe a man could fall in love with himself, it apparently does happen from time to time. In English, the word narcissism refers to an excessive admiration of one's personal beauty. In Greek, the word narke means numb, as Narcissus was numb to love others felt for him. An English word derived from this root is narcotic, a drug that numbs.